They're disposing the garbage, but keeping the memories in Austin, Texas. That's memories of the annual South by Southwest Music Festival. NPR music producer Stephen Thompson was there.
People fly thousands of miles to stand where I'm standing right now. I see a pizza place, a massage parlor, and dozens of bars. One of them's called the Chuggin' Monkey. More than 1,700 bands came here this weekend to be seen and heard, to be among music's most committed fans, and in some cases just breathe the air here. My friend insists I come check out Wing, a Chinese woman from New Zealand who sings AC/DC covers over crude, pre-recorded arrangements. The chaos and the din can be almost punishing here, but there's gentleness too. I walk into a club called Bourbon Rocks, a giant, echoing brick box where a singer named Sarah Cahoon faces bad sound. But her songs are still warm and inviting, like foot rubs at the end of a long night out. South by Southwest belongs to a music world of diminishing riches. There's less money to be made, fewer stars being born. But on parking lots and in dive bars, under makeshift tents, amid the din of 100 competing sounds, you can still hear passion and power and even beauty.
NPR's Stephen Thompson in Austin, Texas. More coverage and archived performances by 19 bands are at npr.org/music.